One of the two Democratic candidates in the U.S. Senate race for John Kerry's seat has earned a significant endorsement. The Massachusetts Teachers Association, the MTA, is backing Congressman Ed Markey over Congressman Stephen Lynch. Unions are a key part of the puzzle on the Democratic side of this race. And to talk about the relative strengths and weaknesses of the two candidates, we're joined this morning by WBUR political reporter Fred Tice. Good morning, Fred, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Good morning, Bob.
So what's the MTA endorsement due for Ed Markey?
Well, it's the largest union in the state. It has 110,000 members. The president of the union, Paul Toner, tells me that the biggest value of the endorsement is that it'll mean that teachers will talk to other teachers about why they think Markey is the best candidate. But I've also spoken to Democrats who say the teachers are actually a pretty independent group, and they don't necessarily follow their leadership. And if you're going to have unions on your side, you might do better with the firefighters or the building trades, who are often more active in campaigning for their candidates. And many of those unions are backing Stephen Lynch. So he has the union enthusiasm on his side.
What about the bigger picture? Where's the AFL-CIO likely to come down?
Well, that's very much up in the air. They're likely to stay out of this one, though, Bob. Many union members love Stephen Lynch. They're loyal to him. And others feel he's not as liberal as they would like to see in a Democratic nominee. I spoke to Steve Tolman, the president of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO, about the divided loyalties of the labor movement in this race.
Yes, it's frustrating because, you know, you have a difficult choice to make. But yes, it's also a good thing because you have two very good candidates who have proven track records.
Both candidates are going to address the AFL-CIO on March 1st. And the candidate who gets two-thirds of all those present and voting gets the endorsement. But it's hard to see how either candidate gets that many votes.
All right, let's talk about the organizations of the two candidates, Congressman Markey and Lynch. Who has the advantage when it comes to campaign organization?
You have to give that one to Markey. For one thing, he's hired Carl Nielsen, and Nielsen was the Obama team's field director in Massachusetts, very successful race in November. I'm told Nielsen has been given free rein to form a field organization, and that should be a big advantage for Markey. Now, on the other side, it actually looks pretty hard right now for Stephen Lynch. As recently as only a few days ago, Lynch had only two paid campaign staffers, plus his congressional staff coming up from Washington from time to time to help him out. Now, compare that to what I'd see, you know, whenever I would go to an Elizabeth Warren campaign headquarters. There would be people, you know, coming up and down two floors in her campaign headquarters. I mean, just in her political team alone, she had at least four people.
All right, let me ask you the cha-ching question, if I can. Money in a very short race is going to be very important. Who has the advantage there?
Now there, Markey has a clear advantage. Again, he has more than $3 million in his campaign account at the end of last year. And Lynch had slightly less than $750,000. And Markey, meanwhile, has brought on Elizabeth Warren's top two fundraisers. Plus, he has the support of Barbara Lee, another key fundraiser in Massachusetts. Normally, she supports only women. This is the first time that she's actually supporting a man in a race.
Oh, that's very interesting. All right, let me ask about feel out there. Who has the enthusiasm, do you think?
Well, that's it gets pretty interesting here. You know, there it seems to be with Stephen Lynch. That advantage seems to be with Stephen Lynch. I spoke to Democratic political consultant Chris Cohan, and he was Mike Capuano's deputy field director in 2010 when he ran for the Senate against Martha Coakley. And what Cohan had to say pretty much conforms with what several other Democrats told me.
There's definitely an enthusiasm gap right now on the Markey side. I think, you know, environmental voters, real progressive voters, they're enthusiastic about Congressman Markey, but nobody's jumping out of their seats like they were for Elizabeth Warren. People look at it as it's his time, he's paid his dues, and it's time for him to make the next step up. But it's tough to see enthusiasm on the level that you saw with Elizabeth Warren, that you've seen with the Deval Patrick with him. And that's what we've gotten used to in Massachusetts. And if there's not that type of enthusiasm, then it leaves everything open.
Now, Markey, of course, is still seen as the front runner by Democratic operatives. I think people expect him to win, but they're also warning, and Cohan is warning, that if people in the Democratic Party, or particularly on the Markey team, get caught in a lull, well, that's when you see Stephen Lynch coming out and winning this thing.
Okay, let's chat about the Republican side briefly. Three candidates have announced, former Ashland Selectman John Featherston, State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk, and Cohasset private equity investor, former Navy SEAL Gabriel Gomez. What are the prospects for any other candidates jumping in to the GOP side?
Two candidates are still considering a run. There's State Senator Bruce Starr of Gloucester, the Senate Minority Leader. He's considering, among other things, the huge cost of having to pay for a signature gathering company to get the 10,000 signatures he's going to need by the end of the month to get onto the primary ballot. And I'm told that the huge cost is $500,000, people close to Bruce Starr told me. $500,000 to get those 10,000 signatures.
Big chunk of change.
Yeah. And I'm told that people are already trying to gather signatures for U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, and that he's told Republicans in Plymouth County, where he was district attorney, that he's 95% certain of getting into the race.
All right. So the GOP field may grow yet.
Yes.
All right. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice, thanks for coming in this morning. We know you'll be on top of all of this in the months to come.
Happy to do it, Bob.